Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the Healing Hour Show, and please forgive me for being late. No excuses, just not moving the way I need to move. I am Hadia Majid, your host. I am one of the co-founders of the Bayat Islam Network, Inc. I am the present administrator. Welcome to the Healing Hour Show. We have a lot going on this morning, and we're going to move right along with the program. We're not going to have our usual moment of silence and Quranic recitation due to me being late. So today's program, we're going to talk briefly about our three winners. We will start the third segment of the volunteer training for the 7th annual Eid Toy and Gift Drive. We will talk about our program this afternoon, International Purple Hijab Day here in Metro Atlanta. And we will make a few announcements, inshallah, and that means if the Lord wills. So at this time, we're going to take a real quick break so I can gather my thoughts and come back to start the program.
Don't test me, you don't know what I pass. You don't know about my stress. You don't know about my crew. Watch what you do, don't test me. I bow down to the one, and you just got that gun. Don't know what you'll become. Watch what you do.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome back to the Healing Hour Show. Here in Metro Atlanta, we have a wonderful sunny day. It is a bit chilly outside. It's about 35 degrees. We've been told we may get up to 40 and then drop right down. We have a winter advisory coming through about 1 a.m. Monday morning, and that will last through 7 p.m. Tuesday evening. So we're going to get some interesting weather for us here in the Metro Atlanta area and the state of Georgia. It's forecast that we will get a freezing rain, a slight amount of snow, maybe about a quarter of an inch. So everyone, if you're out late this evening, be very, very careful. For those who are driving to work in the morning, be extremely careful because we will have black ice. We will have lots of black ice. Now, the good news is that the snow plows and the salt trucks are supposed to be on the roads now, pre-treating the roads to keep them from getting as bad as they would get if they were not pre-treated. And then early in the morning, they will be out to break up as much of the black ice as they can. So everyone be very, very, very careful as you drive about late this evening, early tomorrow morning, and just be very careful throughout the day tomorrow through 7 p.m. Tuesday. Make sure that you have a radio that's turned to the weather station, so this way you'll know step-by-step, you know, what's going on. If you do not have to be out in the weather, don't be out in it. So that's what's going on in Metro Atlanta today. First, I'd like to give all the praise and glory to Allah. I'd like to thank you for your time. And for those of you who are listening to us using your laptop, your tablet, you're welcome to call in at any time, 646-716-9850, 646-716-9850. When we see your phone number pop up, we will complete whatever we're doing right that second, and then we will click you on so that way you can ask a question or make a statement. At this time, we will do a moment of reflection. We have a lot going on in the Islamic community. Last week, we had three of our winners murdered. It's been all over CNN and MSNBC and local news stations. They were buried on Thursday. Three wonderful young people, a young married couple, and then the wife's sister. They were shot by a deranged person, a person who openly carried guns, a person who showed anger toward many people in the apartment complex where they lived, a person who had been to their door a couple of times with a gun in his belt. Pray for the families of our dear three winners. I didn't want to turn away from the studio. That's why I don't have their names in front of me. I remember the two young women's names. I remember their names. Brother Dia, D-E-A-H, Sister Yusar, and Sister Razan. Please remember them in your prayers. Let's pray for Allah to make their graves spacious. Let's pray for their families. This is a great loss for them, a great loss for our community. So let's keep them in our prayers. Let's understand that we have a battle ahead of us because we know what's coming up. No one wants to call this what it is. It's terrorism, domestic terrorism. The dear deranged man who shot our three winners, shot them for no reason. They were not threatening him. The authorities are trying to say they think it's about an ongoing parking dispute. But everyone who's listening to me, how many times have you been someplace and somebody parked in a place that was your place? They even had your name on it. Did you get angry enough to get a gun and go to where they live and shoot them execution style? Think about this. Execution style means you have to be in complete control. They were all three shot in the head. This did not happen where the parking place was. This happened in their home. So this man went to their home to purposely murder them. He's been indicted and charged with three counts of first-degree murder. So we'll just see what goes on from here. But keep the family in your prayers. Keep them in your prayers. Let us pray for their space and their graves to be spacious. Let's pray for their souls to be accepted into the paradise. Let's pray for the families that Allah can bring them true peace and justice, that Allah can bring the Islamic community justice. We're going to take a real short break and be back in a few seconds. Welcome back to the Healing Hour Show. We will begin segment three of the volunteer training for the 7th annual eToy Gift Drive. Last week, we spoke about the application process in detail. Those of you who missed our program last week, please go to the archives, and you can listen to that program at any time. And if you have not heard any of the training, go back to the 1st of February and listen to that program. So we have programs on the 1st and on the 8th that dealt with the volunteer training, and today is the 15th, and we're going to move on. Well, after people apply and we have some idea how many people that we need to gather toys and gifts, then we get the word out. We ask people to donate. We ask people to donate toys and gifts for children ages babies through 15. We ask them not to donate any music or games or lectures or whatever unless they're rated G. We also ask people not to donate anything that looks like a real weapon, like a knife, hunting knife, fishing knife, pellet rifles, anything that looks like a real gun, something that someone would use right now. We ask you do not donate those items. We ask you not to donate any perishable items. These must be toys or gifts. So no food items. We also ask people who do not go shopping, you can donate gift cards from Toys R Us, Walmart, Kmart. You can donate Visa or MasterCard gift cards. And those work very well with the older children, ages 12 to 15, that age group where they don't really play with toys anymore, and some toys and gifts too, because this is a national drive. Anyone in the U.S. can apply who makes $50,000 or less. You have children at home, ages 15 and under. You take care of these children at least 50% of the time, and we need food, clothes, shoes, a roof over the head. Grandparents can apply who also provide for their grandchildren. Daycare providers can provide who receive government subsidies for the fees that the parents pay. For example, if a parent, let's say your fee is $150 a week, the parent can only pay $75. You receive $75 from some federal or even private agency to pay the balance of $75, so that way you get your complete fee. You can apply for toys and gifts for your center. For more details about applying, just send a request to Haleem1, HALEEM1 at AOL.com. HALEEM1 at AOL.com. We go to business owners and ask them to donate money and or actual toys or gifts. We ask business owners who are in the toy and gift business to donate. We go to places like Toys R Us and other Family Dollar and other stores that have toys and gifts, and we ask the managers for donations. Sometimes we get donations, sometimes we don't. Then we ask the community. We ask you to actually go out and purchase a toy or gift for a child ages baby through 15. We ask you to donate gift cards. Visa or MasterCard gift cards from Walmart, from Target, from Kmart. We ask you to donate cash. Some of you, if this is the first time you're listening to training, and we do have a little extra time, so I'll do a quick review of what we've done so far. The reason why we do this toy and gift drive is to help families who make $50,000 or less be able to have toys and gifts for their children. Many families are struggling. They barely could pay the rent and do the basic stuff to keep the family intact. Gifts, anything extra, anything that's not absolutely necessary, those things, sometimes they happen, sometimes they don't. So this is our way, our gift to the community. We've had a couple of questions about why is it that we go as high as $50,000. Well, $50,000 may sound like a lot of money to some people. However, when you have children, it is not. You think of a house note or rent, car note, or money to maintain an older car if it's paid. Any shoes, a lot more than adults. Their feet are changing. They're growing. You add all that up, and if you have two or three children, $50,000 doesn't look like a lot of money anymore. So that's why we do that. And we do, unfortunately, have a lot of single parents, many, many women who are single parents, and some men who are single parents. We have families that are being challenged. And the grandparents have had to step in and be sure that the children are well cared for. We understand this, and this is our way of helping out, wanting for our brothers and sisters what we want for ourselves. Now, getting back to today's training, how do we get these toys or gifts? We train volunteers who work with us what to say, how to say, and how to approach business people, how to approach businesses, how to approach individuals in the community. So so we can get the toys and gifts that we need. We strongly encourage people who want to support this drive, and you do not live in Metro Atlanta, do not ship toys and gifts to us unless you are in the toy and gift business. It'll be less expensive for an individual or for a family to just send us gift cards or to donate money. Then we can go out and actually buy the items ourselves. If you live in Metro Atlanta, strongly encourage you to actually purchase toys or gifts. Just be very careful that if it's a lecture, some form of music, or whatever that is rated G, if it's a game that is rated G, G only, not G anything else. Books are really, really good as toys and gifts for the toy drive, especially for children ages 8 through 11. Books can be wonderful. So we suggest that you, you know, donate books. How do you get the toys or gifts to us? You can, in Metro Atlanta, you can take your toys or gifts to MyEATA, Atlanta Food Consortium, located at 2720 Sylvan Road, East Point, open Tuesdays through Thursdays, 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. Ask for Brother Abdullah, and he'll be glad to accept that from you. If you are doing this through a business and you need a letter for tax purposes, please let us know. We'll be glad to get that letter typed up for you. If you're with an organization, feel free to have a toy drive for us. All we ask is that we speak with you first so we can give you a few pointers for what to put on the flyer and how to conduct the drive so it turns out really beneficial for you and us. If you need a letter for your organization, your civic group, your sorority, your fraternity, we'll be glad to get that to you. Also, this drive is open to non-Muslims. We have two non-Muslim ministries who we donate toys to every year. And how and when they decide to distribute the toys or gifts is totally up to them. We have received so much assistance from non-Muslims, it'd be unfair for us not to include them in this campaign. Also, it's a great way for people to learn more about Islam and learn about us from a, let's just say, a practical standpoint. We ask that if you are in Metro Atlanta and you want to be a toy drive coordinator for your masjid, Islamic center, church, civic center, whatever, just call 770-255-8500, 770-255-8500, email haleem1@aol.com, or you can inbox Hadia Majid on Facebook, and I spell my name, H-A-D-A-Y-A-I, Majid, M-A-J-E-E-D. So feel free to do that. Volunteers, we need all the volunteers we can get. We need at least 15 to 20 volunteers here in Metro Atlanta. We need individuals who will be toy drive coordinators in their city. We will train you, and we will work with you every step of the way. You will not be alone. To give you an example how it will work if you are a toy drive coordinator in another city, all of the applications come to us. We verify all the information, and then if the applications are from your town, then what we will do is we will send you the name of the adult. We will send you their basic contact information, like a phone number or email address. And then you can arrange for them to pick up their toys or gifts from you right there in your city. We've done this with a couple of people. It worked out fine. Again, we train all local toy coordinators. If you are here in Metro Atlanta, if you're in the state of Georgia, or if you live further away, it is a fun campaign to coordinate This is one of my favorite campaigns. We get a chance to do something that's a little bit on the lighter side since we deal with such heavy, you know, subjects. And I just strongly encourage you to be a local toy drive coordinator in your city, in your local masjid. Be the toy drive coordinator for your club. Let's hear from you. 770-255-8500, HALEEM1@AOL.com, or inbox Hadia Majid on Facebook, HADAYAI Majid, MAJEED. We're going to take another short break so I can catch my breath, and we'll be back in about a minute.
Don't test me, you don't know what I've had. You don't know about my stress. You don't know about my crew. Watch what you do, don't test me. I bow down to the one, and you just got that gun. Don't know what you'll become. Watch what you do.
Assalamu alaikum. May God's peace be upon you. Welcome back to the Healing Hour Show. I am Hadia Majid, your host. We are about to complete the volunteer training segment for the 7th Annual E-Toy and Gift Drive. If you're just joining us, please continue to listen. This show is taped live. It will be available in archives about an hour after we complete taping. Okay, I have a little technical difficulty going on here. It seems like the phone I'm using is running low. I'm going to have to plug it up. So what I'm going to is ask you to be patient. It will take me about 10 seconds to get it plugged up, and we can keep on going. Okay, we're back with you. Okay, so some of you may have questions. I don't know business people. Go to them to ask them for toys or gifts. I've never done anything like this before. How do I do this? I always say start from where you're comfortable. Everyone has a sphere of influence. You have relatives, you have friends, you have coworkers. Go to them first. Let them know what you're doing. Introduce them to the Bantu Salam Network, Inc. Then simply ask them to donate a gift card from like a Visa or MasterCard gift card, a gift card from Walmart, Target, Kmart, Toys R Us, or donate money. Let them know that the gift card started $5. Any amount they can put on a gift card that they can afford, that they're comfortable with, will help a lot. What we do with $5 gift discounts on toys and gifts. Family Dollar has increased their toy and gift section, and it's pretty decent, especially for the younger children and babies. You can get some real good deals. You can get sidewalk chalk. You can get kites and other types of things like that that some of the younger children would really enjoy. We let people know whatever you can give is greatly appreciated. So if you can give $5 to this drive, great. It will go a long way. If you're blessed financially and can give $50, great. It will go a long way. That's where you start, with people that you know. Once you've done that, think about what you're comfortable with. There's some people who host parties, you know, at their home. Remember, especially Muslims, this is Ramadan. There's a couple of families that they have iftars, and they let their guests know, bring a toy or gift for the Eid toy and gift drive, and they do well. They may have three or four families that, you know, join them for iftar. Some of them donate 15, 20 gift items. Some, it may be smaller. They may only have maybe three or four people coming in for iftar. It doesn't matter. It all adds up. Now, for those of you who may be thinking, well, think about your relationship in your community. Go to the leader of your community. Go to the person that's in charge of activities or whatever. Ask them if you can have permission that one iftar night that the community could be asked to bring toys or gifts. It doesn't hurt to ask. The absolute worst thing that can happen is they tell you no. Also ask if you can pass out flyers. We develop a flyer for this event, and we send it out electronically. And for those who cannot make copies on their own, we will send you money to make copies. So just give that a thought. Pray about it. If you really want to do this, understand you'll have fun. You will really have fun. You will really enjoy it. Then get in touch with us. You have the training segments that we do on Blog Talk Radio. And for Toy Drive coordinators, there's additional conference call training sessions that are about an hour. What type of time will I need to have to do this? You will need to be able to spend 1 hour per day, beginning 5 days a week, beginning mid-May. We start the campaign approximately 1 month ahead of Ramadan. Why? People are so busy during Ramadan, you have to get a head start. They have to know that you're doing something. It has to be firmly planted in their head because they're being bombarded by everything. They're trying to get their reading in. They're fasting. We're fasting now during the warmer months. It's more difficult for some people. Also the spiritual part of the fast, holding our tongues. Some of us drive. We go to work. We run businesses. Nothing changes with non-Muslims just because it's Ramadan for us. We face the little shaitans. We say the big shaitan or shaitan is locked up. However, the little shaitans, to include the little shaitan in us, is still running around. So then we holding our tongues. We're trying not to get upset while we're driving in traffic. So people are just bombarded by everything. And then there's iftars. There's community iftars in people's homes. So people are very, very busy. And every nonprofit organization in the Islamic community is coming for you during Ramadan. We are at our best. This is when we are strongly encouraged to give in charity. We give in charity all year long, but this is a time when charity is really special to some people. So that's why we start about a month in advance. So I'm going to ask you to call in. If you have questions, 646-716-9850, 646-716-9850. Please call in with your questions. We're going to take a short break to give you time to call in, and then we'll be right back. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome back to the Healing Hour Show. Please forgive me. I do not know what happened. We were disconnected for about 30 seconds. I humbly apologize to you. Okay. So everyone who wants to be a toy drive coordinator for the 7th Annual E-Toy and Gift Drive here in Metro Atlanta in the state of Georgia or any place else in the U.S., please inbox me on Facebook. Send a request to Haleem1, H-A-L-E-E-M-1, at AOL.com or call 770-255-8500. Everyone, if this is your first time calling in or your first time calling in this year and you missed last week's program and the week before, please go to the archives and listen to those programs. That's the quickest way for you to catch up. Now we're going to change subjects here. The Healing Hour show is now on a one-hour format. So we have plenty of time to interview people, special focus on various topics, and we need to hear from you. We want to interview leaders of organizations, especially if you focus on working with people in need. You work with the homeless, the hungry. You work on a specific issue such as HIV/AIDS, hunger, domestic violence, child abuse, sexual assault, elder abuse, financial related subjects. We want to hear from you. We want to interview you. Just email us at haleem1@aol.com. Call us at 770-255-8500 or inbox me on Facebook. We'll be very, very glad to hear from you. Okay? We have a lot going on, community. The Beds Islam Network, Inc. is an 18-year-old domestic violence awareness organization. We work daily with people who are homeless for various reasons. Our top clientele or our mission is to work with families who are homeless due to some form of domestic abuse, physical, emotional, psychological, financial. This means we need money. When people cannot temporarily take care of themselves, when they're going through a legal battle in court, when they've left the household where maybe there was $60,000, $70,000, $80,000, $100,000, quarter million, half million, or married to a millionaire, they usually leave with the clothes on their back, maybe every now and then, maybe a suitcase or two. And unless they have their own savings and checking accounts, they leave at least half of their income is gone or more. So we need money. How can you help us? You can donate. And we ask people to donate a minimum of $2 per week. That's $8 per month. Why do we ask for such a low amount? We know that we're not the only charity in the community. We know you have Islamic schools you're taking care of. For non-Muslims, we know you have your schools, you have your families, you have other charities, you have your own family, you have your own concerns. We know that when we work together in unity, when you get a bunch of people together, $2 is no longer a small amount of money. You take $2 and you multiply by 1,000 people giving $2 a week, that's $2,000. Our organization can do a lot with $2,000 a week. We can do a lot of good in our community. Our philosophy is a hand up, not a hand out. When we work with people, we make it clear we're here to support you for a temporary time frame. Once you're up and we encourage them and we give them resources or opportunity to resources, excuse me for that, where they can get on their feet. Again, hand up, not hand out. Most of us at most of us, most people in the world at some point needed help with something, and someone came to our rescue. For people of faith, we pray when we're in trouble. And the Lord, if you call the Lord Allah, if you call the Lord God, Jehovah, whatever name you call the creator of the heavens and the earth, that help is brought to you through people. So this is what we're asking. We're asking people who hear our radio programs to donate a minimum of $2 per week if you can. You can go to our website at www.bait, as in Tom, UL, S as in Sam, ALAAM.org. You can read about us in detail, and you can also donate at the website. You can use your PayPal account. You can use your credit card. We need your donation. Now, we just don't sit around twiddling our thumbs asking you to give. We go out and work. We have a few businesses that we do marketing for them, or we do promotions for them. We promote their product. When people buy their product, the product, a donation. Some of them send us 10% of what that sale is. Some maybe a little bit less. So we work. We also have a recycling business where we collect toys and books and clothes and shoes. And these are all used items. Kitchen utensils, even furniture, refrigerators, stoves, washers, dryers, bedroom furniture, couches, love seats. We redistribute approximately 10% of what we collect. The companies that we do business with, they also donate some of the items to international aid agencies. And then the rest is made into something else to be used again. So when you support our recycling business, you help people who need items right away. You also help our environment. Every time that we can reuse something and we don't put it in the trash, it doesn't end up in a dump, you have helped the environment. If you want to know more information about our recycling business, or you need for us to come by and pick up the furniture items, call us at 770-255-8500. 770-255-8500. I'm going to take another break to catch my breath and be back in a little bit. Welcome back to the Healing Hour Show. I'm Hadia Majid, your host. We're going to leave our studio and go to Facebook. There we're going to make a few announcements. We may end our show from that location. Usually takes us about 10 seconds to get there. The Bayer Salaam Networking uses social media a lot. Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest. So go to Facebook. You can see a lot about what we're doing. We are on Facebook right now. We're going to the events page. And we usually have 4 or 5 listings up for various things that we're doing. Now I'm going to take time to go through a few of them before we close out the show. On the events page, we have an event called $2 per year, Badge Islam Network, Inc. This is an appeal to everyone on Facebook who sees us. I personally have 4,900-plus Facebook friends. These Facebook friends are from all over the world. So we're asking everyone who's my friend on Facebook to donate $2 per year. Pray about it, whatever you need to do. Please consider giving. You can use PayPal, www.paypal.com, paypal.com, and send to Haleem1, H-A-L-E-E-M-1, at AOL.com, H-A-L-E-E-M-1, at AOL.com. Now we're going to go to our next listing. And this is an activity. We use the events page for actual events, and also we use it for activities. The White House has initiated a public service announcement to bring more attention to domestic abuse. It is called It's ITS on Us. And there's all you need to do is actually go to www.whitehouse.gov, and on that first page, you should see an area that's for activities or events or whatever. Click on that, and that will lead you to It's On Us campaign. This campaign was introduced during the Grammy ceremony last week. If you're not clear about this, you can always contact us at haleem1@aol.com, and we'll be glad to get that information to you. We have something really special going on today. It's the International Purple Hijab and Kufi Day program here in Metro Atlanta. Beginning at 2 p.m., hosted by Muslim Men Against Domestic Violence Atlanta, Sadullah, and the Bayatu Salam Networking, we will be at the Dawa Center of America, 1631 West Haven Street in Atlanta. West Haven Street runs off of Cascade Road. For those of you who live in Metro Atlanta, you'll go up Ralph David. Ralph David changes into Cascade. Not long after it changes in the Cascade, you'll see West Haven. Just make a right, go down about 2 blocks, and there it is. It used to be a church. It's very hard to miss. It's a very huge building. And you will see cars around there and people moving or whatever. We begin at 2 p.m. We strongly, strongly advise you to do all you can to be at least 20 minutes early. So this way you can get settled. We can start the program on time. We will have refreshments and light snacks. We don't serve a meal. There's no admittance fee or anything like that. We're asking people to wear purple to show support for survivors of domestic abuse, sexual assault. We will ask you for a donation, a voluntary donation, and this is to help out some people around town who they need that hand up. But the main thing is for you to be there. We will discuss domestic abuse. We will discuss how you can support survivors of domestic abuse. We will even discuss how you can organize to help survivors of domestic abuse. So come join us, International Purple Hijab and Kufi Day. While you're at Facebook, type in on the search page, International Purple Hijab and Kufi Day, and see what comes up. This is an international event, and we have participants from all over the world. So please join us here in Metro Atlanta. At the end of our program today, about 4:45, we are going to pray together. We're going to have a prayer vigil. We are inviting the world to the prayer vigil. So at 4:45 p.m. our time, we're going to be praying to Allah. We're going to be praying to God to give us the strength and to guide us to end domestic abuse in the world. We have enough time here to make at least a couple more announcements from the Facebook events page. The Islamic Food Pantry Project here in Metro Atlanta is 15 years old. It is a volunteer-managed project. And, of course, every week that we distribute, we need to replace or restock. At this time, the Islamic Food Pantry is located inside the Bayatul Salam office. We are located inside the DeKalb Family Life Center, located at 3300 Memorial Drive in Decatur. We're on the corner of Carter Road and Memorial Drive. Give us a call at 770-255-8500. We distribute non-perishable grocery items on Thursday from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. You need to call us between 7 a.m. and 10 a.m. to get on the list to pick up your food in the afternoon. We serve everyone who needs food. We serve people who are recently laid off, people who are ill, survivors of domestic abuse, people who've been burnt out, people who may have lived somewhere where there's been, you know, bad weather, and that has caused them not to have food. So call us at 770-255-8500. Thursday, between 7 a.m. and 10 a.m., we'll be glad to get you on the list to serve you food. We ask people in the community to donate 3 to 5 non-perishable food items monthly. You can also donate money. We ask for $4 per month. Or you can donate gift cards from Kroger, Aldi's, or Walmart. This project serves many, and it's a great way for people to see Muslims as their neighbors, as people just like they are people. We care about our community. We care about our neighbors. Next Thursday, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., we will have our meeting call. This is when we have a general meeting first to discuss business about the Bayatul Salam Network, Inc. Then we go into a training session, answering questions from people who may want to open their own food pantries, people who are thinking about opening temporary or shelters for the homeless, people who may want to open an outreach office covering various topics. It could be health-related topics, domestic abuse, elder abuse, or whatever. The phone number that you call into is 559-456-1000, 559-456-1000. The access code is 259-606. Everyone who is serious about serving the community, you're welcome to this phone call. And please go to Facebook and sign up. I conduct the call, and I use the sign-ups on Facebook as the roster. So please go to Facebook and sign up or email haleem1@aol.com. haleem1@aol.com. Now, as we make our way back to our studio, we'd like to thank you for, many of you, for your support. We'd like to encourage you to talk to your family, neighbors, and friends to get them on board. There's never too many people when it comes to serving humanity. There's always lots and lots and lots and tons of work, and there's never enough helpers. So just a quick review before we leave you today. Here in Metro Atlanta, the International Purple Hijab and Kufi Day, put on your purple hijab, put on your purple kufis, socks, ties, ribbons, whatever, and join us at the Dawa Center of America. Those of you who may not live in Metro Atlanta, go to this website and see if there's an activity in your area. If not, just put on the purple anyway, get together with family and friends, and go pray at a local masjid, Islamic center, or a church, or a temple, a hall, whatever you call your place of worship. This event is an international event. It's open to everyone. Remember, at 4:45, we will be making a dua here, praying together, asking the Lord. And if you call the Lord Allah, if you call the Lord God, if you call the Lord Lord, Jehovah, whatever name you call the Lord, whatever name you call the creator of the heavens and the earth, that's who we will be calling on this afternoon, because we need to end domestic abuse. We need to end the crimes that are hurting people in our communities. We need to end the crimes that are taking lives from people, of people in our community. Please go to www.iphdk.org. www.iphkd.org. That's the website that is devoted to the International Purple Hijab and Kufi Day. We're going to take another brief break and be back to end the show.
Don't test me, you don't know what I've had. You don't know about my strength. You don't know about my crew. Watch what you do, don't test me. I bow down to the one, and you just got that gun. Don't know what you'll become. Watch what you do.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome back to the Healing Hour show. We're winding down. We're about 2 minutes from ending our show today. We'd like to remind you that approximately 1 hour after this show airs, you can listen to it in our archives. The archives is www.blogtalkradio.com/BaituSalam. B-A-I-T-U-L, S and Sam, A-L-A-A-M, blogtalkradio.com/Baitu, B-A-I-T-U-L, S and Sam, A-L-A-A-M. We're asking everyone who's on social media, if you're on Facebook or Twitter and you see our posts, to please repost them. Use the hashtag Team Baitu Salam. The T is capitalized in team, B is capitalized in Baitu, and S is capitalized in Sam. In Salam. Hashtag Team Baitu Salam. We'd like to thank you so very much for being with us today. Know that you can call in to 646-716-9850, 646-716-9850. Anytime during our program, and ask questions or make a statement. We'll make time for you. Well, that's it. Everyone be prayerful. If you live in Metro Atlanta, let's see you at the Dawah Center of America at 2 p.m. for the International Purple Hijab and Kufi Day 2015.